Gentlemen, this get-together has been organized to pay tribute to our good friend and associate, Hugh Joseph, will be retiring at the end of this month after 39 years of service with the company. Hugh Joseph is unquestionably the best known, the most popular, and the best informed man in the recording business today. Is, I would say, that his outstanding personality and his savoir vivre have won him the friendship of more people than anyone I know, not only in our organization, but the artist community, and also with the people in our parent company. And in order to open this evening's proceedings, I would like you to listen to the greetings of his friends from New York.
Hello, Hugh. This is Bob York. Hugh, we were campaigning up here to send a large delegation up to be with you tonight. But somebody remembered that we're in the record business and they thought it might be a little cheaper to say goodbye this way. Not really goodbye. And you know how these economy things are, Hugh. But I would have liked to have been there, Hugh, tonight, because the past 15 years your friendship has been one of the nice things that's happened to me at RCA Victor. And of course you know we wish you well. I have a feeling that we will see you because you won't be able to resist the temptation of Florida from time to time. And we want to see you. Good night, Hugh, and the best of luck.
This is Howard Pettit, Hugh. I had hoped to be present at this dinner in Montreal, but as Bob York so aptly put it, cost reduction is the essence of the day. I want to extend my personal feeling and greetings to you in your retirement, and hope that you will enjoy it no end with your trips to Florida, occasionally stopping in New York. My association with you over the last 30 years has been a very fine experience for me, and you have helped me no end in innumerable problems that have come up in connection with royalties, etc. Best wishes to you and good luck in your retirement. I might also say that Ed Foreman sends his best to you at this time.
Hi, Hugh. This is Bill Bullock. As one old-timer to another, I would like to join you and leave with you, but I'm not quite old enough. I think if you add my service to yours, we've been here 100 years, or at least it seems that way. But seriously, Hugh, I just wanted to wish you all the luck in the world. If you get to the States, stop and see us. So long.
Hello, Hugh. This is Alfred Leonard. It seems to me that we just met only a few days ago for the first time, so wouldn't it be silly for me to say goodbye as well as hello? One thing, I hope you'll be careful for the next few weeks. Being relatively new in this game, I must believe those who tell me that executives in the record business have a special problem when they retire. They have to be extra careful, because after so many years of a peaceful and relaxed life in the record business, it takes a little while to build up enough energy for the hectic life of leisure to which we all look forward. You've made it, so enjoy it, and I hope for many, many good years. So long.
Hugh, this is Norman Rakusin. We have had an on-again, off-again association over the last 10 years in the record business. I know that your retirement is going to leave a void in the operations of the company with which you've been associated for such a long time. And I am sure that everyone up there recognizes the devotion with which you have applied yourself in carrying out the job that had to be done up there. The greatest compliment that I can pay to you is to hope that I personally can live up to the standards which I know that you have set for such a long time on your job. God bless you and best wishes.
Hello, Hugh. This is Jim Davis. Hugh, my recollection of the beginning of our acquaintance started in 1946. At that time, you were studying how to increase the custom business. I recall that you were really not in the ballpark at that time, but through your plans that you laid eventually came into being what is now the largest custom pressing operation in Canada. At this time, if I could sing, I guess it would be Auld Lang Syne, but unfortunately I cannot. In fact, I don't even know the lyrics. So Hugh, with that aptly expresses my sentiment, and I want to wish you the very, very best of a very happy and enjoyable retirement, and God bless you, Hugh.
Hello, Hugh. This is George Marek. Now that you're retiring, I think, knowing you, you'll have plenty of time to listen to music. I'm guessing that's one of the things you're going to do. And maybe we ought to consult you from time to time because, in my opinion, your judgment on what is good and what is bad has always been excellent judgment. But whether you want to continue to listen to music or whether you don't, from the bottom of my heart, I wish you a lot of happiness, a lot of peace, a lot of contentment.
Hello, you. This is Don Berkheimer. The time on your Gerard Perregaux watch says that it's time to retire. I would like to extend all my best wishes to you for anything that you hope to follow up on after you're finished with RCA Canada. I'd also like you to know that it was certainly a pleasure working with you for the past 2 years, and I certainly hope that I have the opportunity to see you on your visits to the States in the future.
Hi, Hugh. This is Gil McKean, erstwhile manager of, not even manager, administrator of pop albums and pop tape and all that jazz. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing you all the best, and I must say that you didn't come to enough pop meetings. You were always here for the Red Seal meetings, and I shall hate you forever for it. But at any rate, Hugh, seriously and from the heart, all the very best. Good luck, old boy.
Hello, you. This is Sal Perugi. You're going from an old experience to a new experience. I sincerely hope that you find your new experience as stimulating, as interesting, and as happy as the experience you're leaving. All the best of luck to you.
Hello, Hugh. Erwin Tarr. Well, it's not pleasant, really, to see one of the true gentlemen of the record business step down and take a very well-deserved rest. Knowing you has been a real honor and a privilege, and I want you to know that your many courtesies over the years have really been appreciated. I certainly wish you the very best and hope that the coming years bring you the contentment you so richly deserve.
Hi, Hugh. This is your old confederate in crime, Dave Finn, wishing you the best of everything as you get set to enjoy your well-earned golden years. With all that Canadian stock, they should be really golden years, too. You are one of the few who have stormed the heights and made it. Now you can sit back on the side of the road and thumb your nose at the rest of the world. Or better yet, you could go to Florida and become a consultant on Canadian artists like Hank Snow. No matter what you decide to do, Hugh, we will miss you at our various and sundry meetings. The same as you are going to miss reviewing the various Broadway musicals to determine which ones we should have signed up and didn't. We hope you will occasionally miss us, too, but whether you do or not, the best of everything for the years and years to come. And by the way, Harry Jenkins, who was supposed to have been here with me, had to leave suddenly for Indianapolis in order to get the Best Buy ready to help not you anymore, but your successors to have a big and prosperous fall season.
Hi, Hugh. This is George Parkhill. I just wanted to wish you the best of luck on your retirement.
You, old buddy, Jack Burgess. I want to speak not only for myself, but several of the other lads who weren't available to get them on the tape today. One, our old friend Steve Scholes out on the coast. Second one, old Chester, Chet Atkins, down in Nashville. Each and each of them send their very best and their sincere wishes to you on your coming retirement. Like Steve and like Chet, I wonder what it will be like knowing that you're off, relaxing, enjoying yourself. It won't seem quite the same. It's been a long association for all of us, and one which we've all valued a great deal. All of us have been extremely grateful to you for the personnel you've brought to us, Hank Snow, Wilf Carter, and some of the others. There's one question we've always had, though, Hugh, and you've never explained it to our satisfaction. All too often, when you took your holidays, you headed south, yet you never made Nashville, never made the country group. You always headed for the coast, searching for talent. Now, I've combed some of that area myself, and I've checked some of the talent, and I'll tell you one thing. I'm convinced you can't put it on record. Now, this deserves an explanation before you retire. But kidding aside, Hugh, one thing that has meant a lot to all of us are the years, the relationships, the feeling of esprit, one group to another, the feeling of cooperation, which can only stem from personnel who have the qualities that you've exhibited over a long period of time. Once again, Hugh, for Chet, for Steve, and for myself, I want to wish you the very finest retirement period, all the joys that can go with it, and a lot of happy listening to many of the artists you started for us.
Hi, Hugh. This is Ed Welker. I want to wish you all the best on your retirement and hope that you'll have many years of happy, healthy, enjoyable living. It's been a real pleasure working with you over the years, first down in Camden and more recently up in New York, and of course in the last 6 months or so on magnetic tape. All the best, Hugh.
Hi, Hugh. This is Herman Diaz. It's been about 15 years since we have known each other. I hope you have very many more years of enjoying yourself. But I don't want to say goodbye because we'll always be here and we'd like to see you again soon. Have good luck.
Hugh, this is Ben Selvin, another senior citizen, so to speak, who will be joining you in retirement in just about a year and a half from now. So if you find a nice soft spot after you leave, make room for me, won't you? It's been real nice knowing you, and if I were permitted by the Musicians Union to do some dubbing, I would now play the Maple Leaf Forever. God bless you.
You, this is Don Quadrino. I will send you that maple leaf that Ben mentioned. Good luck in your retirement and the best of health.
Hugh, this is Alan Kays. Richard Barrow and I are both going to miss you, but we're making arrangements to visit you regularly in Florida. Good luck and all the best.
I'd like to suggest now that you possibly get a plate and start to have a little something to eat before you go too much over there. I think it'll treat you very much better. But in a few minutes, we'll let you hear some more greetings from other friends of Mr. Joseph.
Ici les frères Flamingo. Par le truchement du magnétophone, il nous fait plaisir de nous joindre à vous tous pour rendre un sincère hommage à Monsieur Joseph. Depuis nombre d'années, jour après jour, depuis qu'on fait tourner les 78 tours chez RCA Victor, fidèlement, en travaillant fort, constamment, vous nous avez permis, à nous Canadiens, d'enregistrer ici une foule de refrains. Nous vous avons beaucoup apprécié et il nous fait plaisir aujourd'hui de venir, en toute humilité, vous dire de tout cœur un gros merci. Merci pour tous vos bons conseils. Merci de votre encouragement. Un dévouement sans pareil nous touche profondément. Au seuil de votre retraite, que vous avez tant mérité, les frères Flamingo vous souhaitent longue vie, bonheur et santé.
À M. Joseph, qui a contribué pour une grande part à notre succès, nous disons merci.
Nos meilleurs voeux vous accompagnent dans le repos bien mérité que vous prenez. Et soyez certains que nous vous considérons comme un bel exemple de travail et de dévouement.
Bonne chance de la part de Jérôme Lemay
et de Jean Lapointe.
Maman Fonfon est heureuse d'apporter un témoignage de reconnaissance à M. Joseph pour sa contribution intelligente et désintéressée à la culture canadienne. Son goût très sûr, son bel optimisme, savait nous inspirer confiance et nous amener à donner le meilleur de nous-mêmes. Je voudrais souligner tout particulièrement la simplicité si accueillante de M. Joseph, sa bonté, son tact et l'intelligence avec laquelle il savait suggérer sans jamais s'imposer. Je voudrais aussi rendre hommage à son souci du travail bien fait. Tout était toujours important et méritait son attention. Le monde des artistes perd en lui un précieux collaborateur. En le remerciant d'avoir su être tout ce qu'il a été, je lui souhaite le repos bien mérité à la fin d'une fructueuse carrière.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to more greetings from some of the local artists.
Ici Daniel et Michel, qui, au seuil de votre retraite, vous félicitent pour le beau travail accompli au sein de la compagnie RCA Victor.
Nous apprenons avec regret le terme de vos obligations envers les artistes de cette compagnie, dont vous êtes un des pionniers, et qui sait, peut-être continuerez-vous à nous suivre de loin.
Acceptez pour vos grandes vacances nos meilleurs souhaits de bonheur, santé, longue vie et merci.
À M. Joseph, vous nous quittez et vous ne nous quittez pas, car le souvenir de votre grande personnalité sera toujours pour nous le guide le plus sûr dans le rôle que nous nous sommes assignés. Nouveau né chez vous, comme vous le savez, nous ne saurions tarder à nous affirmer afin de vous rendre digne de la confiance que vous aviez placée en nous. Une seule pensée domine en cette circonstance, c'est celle de conserver longtemps votre santé. Les garçons de mes nuits vous le souhaitent avec toute l'ardeur de leurs 20 ans.
Ginette Ravel.
À notre époque, où tout semble marcher à l'envers, le plus vilain défaut est, je pense, la reconnaissance. Aujourd'hui, je veux bien être cette petite espiègle qu'on veut gronder et vous dire, Papa Joseph, merci.
Paulo Noël.
Dans cette prison de l'inconnu où le destin semblait m'avoir condamné, est venu un jour l'avocat qui me donna la lumière que j'attendais. Pour cette chance donnée à ma carrière, je veux vous dire avant que vous nous quittiez, merci, M. Joseph.
In case some of you may not know it, this was French. More later.
C'est Tante Lucille qui vous parle. Il me fait plaisir de rappeler ici que ma carrière de raconteuse auprès des enfants a commencé par un disque enregistré chez RCA Victor, et cela grâce à M. Joseph qui m'a donné la chance de me produire. Depuis, j'ai écrit plusieurs contes pour enfants qui ont été traduits en plusieurs langues par la Maison Mulder, et plusieurs de ces histoires ont été enregistrées par RCA Victor. Je suis très heureuse d'exprimer ici toute ma reconnaissance à M. Joseph. Comme je sais que M. Joseph se retire maintenant des affaires, je formule ici mes meilleurs vœux de santé et de succès. Et comme diraient les enfants, mes grands amis, qu'ils vivent très longtemps et qu'ils soient très heureux.
Germaine Dugas.
Depuis quelques années, le disque canadien a pris un essor vraiment extraordinaire, et ce, grâce à la collaboration des compagnies de disques et de leurs dirigeants compétents. Monsieur Joseph, un grand merci pour tout ce que vous avez fait pour le disque et la chanson canadienne. Merci aussi de m'avoir donné ma première chance chez RCA Victor.
Bonjour, Monsieur Joseph. Une de mes compositions m'a laissé, grâce à votre habile direction, le surnom du petit cœur. Ce petit cœur sera la demeure du plus grand et meilleur souvenir, celui d'un chic monsieur, responsable des 50% de ma vie artistique. À l'aube de votre retraite, ici Roger Miron, vous offrant les vœux sincères de joie, santé et longs jours de bonheur.
Dear Mr. Joseph, this is Raymond Three Bars Bertion speaking. Just a few words to express my gratitude for the many opportunities that you have given me and my colleagues in the past. Our business association has been most pleasant and memorable. I hope your new career will be most enjoyable. The best of luck to you.
Who was that?
Ladies and gentlemen, there was one young lady in there that called Mr. Joseph Papa Joseph. I wonder what that means. She's
Papa.
A good, yeah, Papa Joseph. Oh, boy, that is something that I didn't know about. Ladies and gentlemen, we shall now hear greetings from one of Mr. Joseph's dearest friend. This way, thank you, sir. Ang Snow, Wilf Carter, and Ned Laundrie.
Well, hello there, Mr. Joseph, and to all of you fine folks that may be present on this very special occasion. I deeply regret that previous commitments prevent me of being present and among you at this time, but through the medium of this tape, I would like to extend on behalf of my family our most sincere and heartfelt good wishes to you, Mr. Joseph, for giving me my big start in the entertainment and recording world when you cut that very first record for me in October of 1936, a quarter of a century ago. It saddens our hearts in one way to see such a capable and great personality leave the helm, but on the other hand, it is indeed very joyful and a great consolation to look back along the highway of time and see written on the milestones the greatness of you, Mr. Joseph, and the helping hand you have extended to so many people, and our old friend Wilf Carter and myself are among the many. I can truthfully say that my many years of association with you have been the most pleasant association I have had in my entire career, and I want to take this opportunity at this time to again thank you from the bottomest part of my heart for your great contribution to my family and I, for making many wild dreams come true for us. And in closing, may we join the countless others, Mr. Joseph, and wish for you continued good health and happiness for many, many more years to come, and that each and every year ahead be filled with the sweetest of treasures for you and your loved ones. And may God bless you always. Your true and sincere friends, Hank Snow and family. Bye.
Hello, Mr. Joseph. Well, can I call you Huey? I'd love to. You know, I just wished I could be there with all you fellas and kind of push my feet under the table like we used to a good many years ago. I reminisce back of those grand old times when you first introduced me to the grand audience across the world. I've never forgot it, Huey. And now I'd just like to say that you are the greatest guy that I ever met. Gee, if I could only be there and shake your hand, but I can just thank you this way. And I wish you the best of luck as they turn you out to green pastures in Western sayings. And kind of take it easy, won't you? Because we want you around for a long time yet. I don't know of any other man that had more to do with making my career as it is today. And, well, I'm kind of in green pastures, too. But anyway, may I say this much. I'm kind of a little worried about you, too, because for a great many years, you've always gone down to Fort Lauderdale for a vacation in the spring of the year. And I know that you've escaped them wonderful gals all these years, but as I said, I'm kind of worried because I'm afraid now when you have a little more time on your hands that you're liable to be going down there and in one of your weaker moments now where you're in green pastures, you're just kind of going to lose out if you ain't careful, and they're going to marry you off. But anyway, I guess I'd better kind of move along and let somebody else take over. But my grand friend, the best to you, and God bless you. This is Wilf Carter saying so long.
Well, Mr. Joseph, maybe you'll recognize this old-time fiddling here in the background. This is your old friend, Ned Landry, and I want to say that this came to me as a surprise that you were retiring. I'm not a very good speechmaker, but I want to say that it won't be the same when I go up for my recording session with you not there. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the break you gave me in 1950 for making it possible for me to be an RCA Victor recording artist. Also, all the favors you have done for me in the 11th years I have been recording for the company. May all your retired years be happy ones. May God bless you always, your friend, Ned Landry.